This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Deputy Prime Minister Irina Vereshchuk of Ukraine said that a convoy of more than 40 Ukrainian buses set out Thursday for the southern port city of Mariupol to try and rescue civilians trapped in the devastated city. Vereshchuk said the International Committee of the Red Cross confirmed that Russia had agreed to open a humanitarian corridor to the besieged city, where tens of thousands of civilians remain after weeks of Russian bombardment. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told Australia's parliament during a virtual address Thursday that new and stronger sanctions against Russia were needed to increase the pressure on Moscow over its invasion of his country. Australia has supplied defense equipment and humanitarian supplies to Ukraine. It has also imposed a total of 476 sanctions on nearly 450 individuals, including businessmen close to Russian President Vladimir Putin and 33 entities, including most of Russia's banking sector and all entities responsible for the country's sovereign debt. In a video speech to the country late Wednesday, President Zelensky says Ukraine is at a turning point in the war with Russia. Zelensky said he stressed the importance of the moment in talks with U.S. President Joe Biden. The White House said Wednesday U.S. intelligence officials have determined President Putin is being misinformed by advisors about the Russian military's poor performance in Ukraine. Russia's currency appears to have bounced back from the fall it took after the United States and Europe moved to bury the Russian economy under thousands of new sanctions. The ruble was trading at roughly 85 to the U.S. dollar Wednesday, roughly where it was before the February 24th invasion. The ruble had fallen as low as 150 to the dollar on March 7th. The ruble's recovery could be a sign that the sanctions in their current form are not working as effectively as Ukraine's allies had hoped. It also could be a sign that Russia's efforts to artificially prop up its currency and are working by leveraging its oil and gas sector. The European Bank for Reconstruction and Development is forecasting that Russia's economy will contract by 10% this year. This is VOA News. The UN's Humanitarian Office is launching a $4.4 billion pledge drive Thursday for Afghanistan. The pledge drive is the world body's largest appeal for funds for a single country. The effort is backed by Britain, Germany, and Qatar. Less than a year after Taliban fighters drove out its internationally backed government, Afghanistan is buckling beneath a debilitating humanitarian crisis and an economy in freefall. The UN says some 23 million people are facing acute food insecurity in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, Chinese President Xi Jinping has issued strong support for Afghanistan and its ruling Taliban government at a regional conference. Xi pledged Beijing support in a message Thursday to a gathering of representatives from Afghanistan, China, Russia, Pakistan, Iran, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan, in the central Chinese city of Tunsi. He said a peaceful, stable, developed, and prosperous Afghanistan is what Afghans aspire to, but Xi made no mention of human rights abuses by the Taliban leaders. And comedian Chris Rock has performed in public for the first time since he got slapped by actor Will Smith at the Oscars Sunday in Los Angeles. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel tells us what happened.
The last time an audience saw Chris Rock, he was absorbing an unexpected blow from Oscar-winning actor Will Smith. 3 days later, he stepped out onto a stage in Boston to bask in a thunderous round of applause by those who paid to see him. Those expecting to hear him riff on the Oscar night incident would be disappointed. His only reference to it was, "I'm still kind of processing what happened." He also made it clear that his processing would not include him discussing it on stage. He told the audience that he had a whole show prepared before this weekend, and that was what he came to do. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Repeating our top story, Deputy Prime Minister Irina Vereshchuk of Ukraine said that a convoy of more than 40 Ukrainian buses set out Thursday for the southern port city of Mariupol to try and reach civilians trapped in the devastated city. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, reporting via remote for VOA News.